Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Stephen Daniel, the founder of QuantumTechniques.com, along with Jody Colgrove, one of our practitioners who's been with us the longest. And you're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformational Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience the power of this new healing modality specifically related to weight loss issues. We're here each week on Tuesdays at noon Pacific time, and bring in a variety of gifted speakers on a variety of different topics. So let's get to business. Jody, tell me how you're doing today, and what are your ideas about how we want to present this?
Great. Well, thank you. I'm Jody Colgrove, and I've always had kind of a passion for, you know, weight loss and eating healthy and taking care of your health and happiness. And so I thought this might be a good topic to kind of go over and kind of see how Quantum Techniques looks at weight loss, you know, from different angles. And so, you know, people could kind of get a different perspective on, you know, kind of what's going on in the body and why weight loss happens and how to kind of start managing it and taking care of it.
You know, I know that one of the things that we find, and I know Jody's going to talk about that, is such things as toxins, you know, things you eat that your body retains water, you know, hormonal imbalances, fungal infections, inflammation. These are things that we often find, that are underlying a person's difficulty with weight loss. You know, Jody, why don't you talk a little bit about that and maybe give some examples of some people you worked with?
Okay. Well, when we look at, weight gain, we look at it in the fact of, okay, what's going on in the body that's causing it to, you know, add weight to the body, you know, add fat cells, you know, causing puffiness, you know, cellulite, all that kind of stuff. And the way that we kind of look at it is saying, okay, there must be some kind of an ongoing inflammation happening in the body. Now, inflammation can be, you know, many different levels. It can be inflammation from too much fungal infection. It can be inflammation from virus and bacteria or pathogen loads that you have. It could also, you know, be some heavy metals. When I've worked with people, I've found, you know, some heavy metals that sometimes are stuck in a tissue that's not allowing it to release. You mentioned hormonal issues. Nightshades cause inflammation. And so when we go through and we start testing people, we look at why the inflammation or why the ongoing inflammation is happening in the body. And we try to find out when it started, you know, why it started, and things like that. And a lot of times with Quantum Techniques, one of the things that we look at is, okay, what happened right before this started? And I'm always amazed that you can go back and you can find something. And, when working with different clients, you know, you find different, maybe even belief systems or a punishing belief that came into awareness at the time before the inflammation started. And so we kind of go back and deconstruct and find out, you know, why is the body putting on the weight to protect itself? And that can be both, physical issues and then non-physical issues.
Well, and I think also, you know, part of the power of what we do and teach is how to specify or how to be specific for what foods are affecting one person that may not work for another person. And it's diet. So there is no one diet that works well for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some people that, to lose weight, they pretty much vegetables and protein, that's it. You know, there's other people that can juice. But juicing doesn't work for everybody, just like a high-protein diet doesn't work for everybody. And so that ability to say, what does this person uniquely need in terms of, you know, their nutrition or what's going to stabilize their blood sugar is pretty critical.
Very true. You know, I mean, I have a couple, you know, people or doctors that I find really have some good things to say. You know, Mark Hyman has a really good cookbook that does a lot of no dairy and no gluten. Sometimes he does have soy, but a lot of times people are bad on soy, and so you can, but you can substitute. He also, you know, has nightshades in a lot of his recipes, but you can also substitute with, you know, fennel and things like that, that you still get the crunch of, let's say, bell pepper, but you don't have the nightshade factor of it. Dr. Furman also has a lot of good recipes, soups and things like that that he promotes, but he promotes a lot of mushrooms and berries. And so, you know, if you have a fungal infection, that's not going to work for you until you get rid of the fungal infection and then can add, you know, mushrooms kind of back into your diet, you know, if that's okay for you. So you're right. You can't just take one specific, you know, diet plan and make it be for everybody. You know, you hear a lot of people, oh, yeah, you need tomatoes. You know, tomatoes is the thing. You know, it has all these great qualities. Well, tomatoes is a nightshade. And so if you want to decrease inflammation, it may be best not to have that in your life until you can decrease the inflammation in the body, and then you can add it back in. So lots of principles to think of.
Well, and I also think, you know, a lot of our society, people start packing weight on around 40, okay? And again, that's, you know, especially women, in terms of hormonal changes and putting belly fat on and those kind of things. Well, in our society today, the people that are, you know, using traditional medicine and the traditional diet, if you're age 40 and you've never been treated for a fungal infection, you have one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, not to keep harping on that, but that at age 40, the likelihood you've got a fungal infection is probably 95%. The second thing is, you know, something that blocks so much weight loss is medications.
Mm.
And how many people are trying to lose weight and they're on an antidepressant? Well, they've shown that even being on an antidepressant for 2 weeks changes the blood sugar system in the body, and you're 4 times more likely to develop diabetes. So all of this weight issue, really, it's about controlling the blood sugar metabolism, which, again, that's a huge part of the fungal issue. That's a huge part of controlling inflammation is, you know, are you controlling that blood sugar metabolism?
That's a really good point. I hadn't heard you say that before, but I know I worked with somebody the other day that said, okay, my mom just passed away, and so I got on antidepressants, and my hormonal system is going out the roof. And I'm like, oh, there he is. You know? So it's just amazing, you know, when we work with people, what they say. I mean, I know this is off the track, but I think it's really important because you have your own intelligence, and your body's trying to tell you something, and you just need to clue into it. I had a client I worked with the other day, and he wanted me to test his cholesterol because it's gone too high. And so in the bottom of his, you know, email, he said, you know, and if I knew that I was going to be without a paycheck for a while, I would have had a heart attack. I'm like, okay, do you realize what you just said?
Right.
And those internal voices are so important for us to slow it down and find out what messages are we giving ourselves, you know, that are affecting our health.
But, you know, I can understand, you know, getting back to some of the doctors you mentioned. You know, when you have a fungal infection, you rarely are able to do gluten or dairy until you get that to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Because then those just form kind of a sepsis soup of bacteria and fungal issues in the gut. You know, I think it's Hyman's book because I've read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an awful lot of people also suggest, you know, doing colonics, you know, 3 or 4 times a week when you start a weight loss program, because that also helps just overall with the body's toxic load. But often that helps with weight loss fairly rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've worked with a lot of people that, you know, they have the belly fat or, you know, or just puffy around the middle, you know, whether we call it a muffin top or whatever. But what your body, you know, those intestines, because they're, you know, trying to work on the digesting and everything, if they have too many pathogens like virus and bacteria and fungal, it actually puts on or infuses the area with water and then tries to kind of like pull it away from the tissue so that it won't affect the different organs, because you have so many organs in that area. And so it's actually putting on weight, and water weight is trying to protect the body from the virus and bacteria and fungal that it has in it. So and I think that's helpful to know that your body is trying to do something, although we don't like the results. And so it's trying to get our attention to, hey, you need to, you know, get rid of those things out of the body and not just keep them stored.
Yeah. Well, and I know one of the things when we get back, we're also going to talk about some of the non-physical issues. You know, an awful lot of people wear weight as protection. Okay. I think another thing that is way under done in our society is just healthy exercise. Just as a, and it's not like even a diet, but it's like a lifestyle of, you know, walking the dog a couple of miles every day, or you know, in a parking lot. You know, don't get as close to the door as you can. Park at the far end where your car won't get banged up, and use every opportunity just to, you know, move out of the sedentary aspect of our lives. But just to tell people, we're going to take a break. You know, you're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and look at both the physical and more depth, and what are the non-physical aspects that we frequently find when it's hard for a person to take their weight off.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you are new to Quantum Techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banners section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. I help you see the blueprint of your life, what your life purpose is, when the times of prosperity are, and how to navigate through the challenges. You feel in control and inspired to live the life you want to live. Come experience an aha moment with me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. This is Dr. Stephen Daniel, and my guest today is one of our senior practitioners, been with us a long time, Jody Colgrove. And we're talking about, you know, different ways to be more effective and things we've learned about weight loss. But before we continue, I want everybody to know how to contact Jody, because I know she's also going to give out a gift for the first five callers. But, Jody, let's go ahead and get your phone number and your email address.
Okay. My email address is jody@quantumtechniques.com, and it's spelled J-O-D-Y. And then my pager number is 877-483-3031.
Good.
So, yeah, we were kind of talking about how, you know, there's a lot of diets out there, and that what Quantum Techniques does is we try to find something that's specific and what foods are specific for you, that person we're working with, by muscle testing. And, you know, there's a couple things that are kind of rule of thumb, and one of the things is to, you know, it's always good to get your whole hormonal and blood sugar system working correctly when you first wake up in the morning. So it's always good to have protein within about 30 minutes of waking. And I know, Steve, you sometimes, you know, have, you know, tuna fish or some kind of fish. I've always done nuts, you know, just make sure that you've got that protein and it stays high all day. And then I think the other thing is, you know, I've studied a lot of the balanced diet and zone diet, and boy, there's a lot of those out there that I've studied throughout the years. But they all kind of come down to saying, you know, you do need to have a balanced diet of protein, carbohydrates, and fats, and that combination is specific for each person. And that's where we can go and test and find out which is specific. Now, a lot of times if people have gallbladder issues, then we have to move into more of the beans kind of things for their protein. If people are real sensitive to carbohydrates, then, you know, you can't have too many. And, you know, that includes nightshades and things like that. So we find out the basics of having a balanced diet and then find out specifically for that person what is going to help them function their best. And, like, for example, I love garbanzo beans. I love to put them over salads. But, you know, a couple years ago I found out that was adding just enough of the inflammation in that upper layer of tissue and skin that was affecting me. And so I decided, you know, I don't want to have that. And it's important not to say, you know, oh, garbanzos are bad. It's just that's just a personal choice I've made for me. And, you know, if I have one every so often, you know, it's a treat. But it's not something I have, you know, every single day.
Well, I just wanted to add something about, you know, getting that food in the morning, because I know I get up really early, and then I work out. I may just eat one or two hard-boiled eggs and then work out, and by the time I fix breakfast, I do all the cooking and lunch for Beth and I and the pups, and, you know, that may be an hour and a half, 2 hours later. But the point is, if you don't get that protein the first half hour, your blood sugar levels don't regulate all day long, no matter how much you add later. And almost every single, you know, weight loss authority will say the most important meal of your day is breakfast. You've got to have breakfast.
Yeah.
You want to lose weight, you can't fast for breakfast and then just have a big lunch and eat dinner. It's very rare that works for people.
Mm-hmm. Very true. So one of the things that I had found when, you know, testing people for weight and in my own life is how to get rid of cellulite, because a lot of times, you know, people don't like the fact that, you know, they have that cellulite and they use a bunch of creams. Well, that cream gets into your system and it may not be good for you. So we have something called a cell surface receptor scan, and I found that if you test the skin and the tissue against activation and sedation factors, that you can actually, you know, get the skin to let go and activate its muscle in order to get the cellulite to disappear. And it's amazing, but yeah, you really do kind of notice quite a difference quite rapidly. So that's one of the scans that, you know, I've worked with people to get rid of cellulite.
Well, you know, another thing that people don't realize is one of the best things for weight loss is to build muscle. which means you have to ingest protein, your hormones have to work, and you've got to do some kind of resistance training. Mm-hmm. And about 3 years ago, when I was given this cell surface receptor scan, you know, I had gained some weight. I couldn't get rid of it. I'd lost some muscle mass in my upper body, and so I cleared testosterone. And what I mean by that is when I tested the way we test, you know, testosterone, I want to be healthy, testosterone, I want to be sick, it tested fine. Okay. If I said functional testosterone, it tested weak, meaning I didn't need to add testosterone, but something was not letting it get through and do its job in the cell wall. And in my case, there was a medication I was taking, which I cleared and I could still take it, and a bunch of old viruses. And I think a lot of what we describe as, oh, you're just getting old, is, you know, all of us have had the experience of having a nasty virus and getting over it, but, you know, 2 months later, we're still kind of achy and cranky and, you know, don't feel that well and our energy's low. Well, you got rid of the virus, but the viral frequency is blocking, you know, functional, healthy endocrine factors like adrenaline, like T3, like your body's ability to control pain. We have a way of clearing that. And so when I did that 3 years ago, the other thing I realized, I need to eat more, I need to increase my protein, kind of double up because I wasn't eating enough. And I didn't change anything. And at that point, I really was not doing any upper body exercise at all other than walking my dogs. I was using an exercise bike. But within 2 weeks, I lost about 2 inches off my waist and about 13 pounds. And my wife said, "What are you doing?" Because she noticed increase in muscle mass in my arms and shoulders just from clearing what was blocking my body using testosterone. So that's another aspect of this, and it's kind of like, you know, we talk about with belly fat, that for women it acts like a second set of ovaries because it produces estrogen. Well, for men, it's like a set of ovaries too. And as you get this overproduction of estrogen, a lot of times that estrogen, much like I mentioned the medication or much like I mentioned the virus, actually, in a sense, goes where it's not supposed to, and it interferes with the body's utilization of other hormones like testosterone, like progesterone. So that's another aspect of this. And again, that's also related to the inflammation thing that Jody's talking about.
And exactly that same kind of scan you did for testosterone is how I explain to people why they may have really bad symptoms during menopause. And it's because, you know, the cell inside the cells aren't getting the right dosage of estrogen and progesterone to keep everything balanced because of all of the toxins that we've encountered. And so, you know, once we clear those off the cell surface receptors, their body can, you know, get the right balance that they need, and so they don't have all those night flashes, hot flashes, and all that kind of stuff that come along with menopause. So I've used it in this same way. And if you've heard my other teleclinics, you know, that I've done, that's the same way I used it to get pregnant. So it's a very powerful scan. It's really helped lots of people in many different ways.
Well, and that functional, healthy, sedative factors where you can kind of balance a person's energy, where they usually have better pain control and better sleep at night. And again, they've also shown that, you know, quality of sleep at night has a lot to do not only with longevity but also with your ability to lose weight. Is that often getting, if you don't get adequate sleep at night, that becomes a big block to weight loss. And then that usually increases the person's energy in the day where they've got, you know, they feel better, they've got better energy where they can exercise.
Yes, very, very true. All right. Well, some of the other things that we wanted to talk about is also the non-physical aspects of weight loss and weight gain. One of the things that I worked with my massage therapist, a certain procedure that they do about that deals with the adipose tissue that's on the body, and that a lot of times that holds, like we've been talking about, the water weight or the virus and bacteria. And so by doing a really specialized massage, that tissue is able to let that go. But I did it as an experiment because the more I tested that particular tissue, layers upon layers of emotional issues came up. And a lot of times, like you mentioned, Steve, we use the protection of weight, you know, as a trauma. I mean, in other words, we have trauma in our lives, and we've used the weight as a protection. So it kind of backwards. But and that could be anything from, you know, if there was, you know, issues with molestation back, you know, in your history, or it could be just with, you know, people that were not nice in first grade. I've worked with so many people with different stories. I'm not sure which was really one to share, but I know that I had a client once where, you know, dad kind of said, okay, I'm taking you on a trip, and I want to make sure you look really good for a trip. And so they pay them to work out. And, well, that kind of sent a message like, okay, well, am I not good just the way I am, you know? And so there's just so many different messages. I know there's another lady I worked with that, you know, her mom had said, you know, okay, if you're going to be a cheerleader, then you got to make sure and, you know, not gain weight. And so she rebelled, you know. And so, you know, there's just so many different ways that we interpret the communication that people give us and feel whether we need to protect ourselves by, you know, putting on weight or having, you know, issues with addiction towards different foods, you know, because, and that's all just kind of wrapped up there. So with quantum techniques, we kind of separate that and, you know, is it a trauma? Is it an emotion that you've got? You know, because people do use food as a way of dealing with emotions, and you right. know, that's that whole emotional component.
Well, and we're going to talk more about that when we have to take another break. But when we come back, we'll talk more about that and the fact that, you know, you can test and find out what was the trauma, what age, what's the belief, what's the intentionality of the weight. Is it to punish yourself or punish somebody else? So we will do that when we come back in just a minute.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Stephen Daniel, and I'm here with Jody Colgrove, one of our senior practitioners, and we're talking about teaching you to heal yourself with quantum techniques, specific issues to weight loss. Jody, go ahead and jump in.
Sure. Well, I just wanted to give my information again, that you can reach me at jody@quantumtechniques.com, and my pager number is 877-483-3031, and that we're offering today that the first five callers, I can give you a kind of a coupon code to go onto our website of quantumtechniques.com and listen to my weight loss teleclinic that I have there. Also, there's got lots of other things on our website to listen to, different whether different issues that people have, insomnia, infertility, fibromyalgia. There's just a lot of information there for you to take a look at. So going back to weight, we were kind of talking about the different non-physical reasons why people put on weight. And Steve, you had a great example of rejection. We've kind of been, everybody's kind of heard about, a lot of times if you have been, sometimes sexually insecure or molested or something like that, you put on weight to protect yourself. But you also had another way that you could put on weight to protect yourself.
Yes, if a person has had a lack of nurturing or love, or let's say a lot of ridicule or rejection growing up, then their belief, at least unconsciously, if not consciously, is that rejection or deprivation is inevitable. It's going to happen no matter what. And if I feel like I'm going to be rejected no matter what, it is actually a coping mechanism if I'm in control of my rejection. So I'd rather be rejected for being fat than being rejected for who I really am, because, then in my imagination I could lose the weight and then I wouldn't be rejected anymore. So therefore, I've got this fantasy that I'm actually the one in control of the rejection, but I'm actually doing that by rejecting myself first. That may sound a little convoluted, but man, that's true for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I've actually worked with a client, Steve, that actually had the opposite of that too, where they started taking care of their health and happiness, and their parents started giving them attention for losing weight and stuff like that, and so she actually lost too much weight and almost went into, kind of anorexia. Yeah. Because she was getting the negative attention from the parents that she always wanted. So it kind of can go many different ways, and that's why everybody that we test is different.
Well, also, years ago, this goes back about 20 years ago, when we had more inpatient psychiatric settings, and they found that the people in eating disorder clinics, so those would have been the anorectics, the bulimics, the compulsively obese, okay, they found that almost 90% of them met the full criteria on an instrument called the SCID-D for having a full multiple personality disorder, meaning all of them had had such early trauma fields, most of which they didn't remember before the age of five, that their eating patterns were almost completely unconsciously driven by events they had no memory of.
Yeah, so that's why we go in and we say, okay, what are those early traumas that maybe you don't remember, and we clear them from the body's cellular memory, so that we don't have just that pattern continue to repeat. So some of the other things that we work with on non-physical issues is, you know, punishing beliefs. You know, that if I, you know, eat, you know, like, in other words, if someone says, well, maybe it's acceptable to, you know, overeat, but it's not acceptable to drink, and so they overeat as a compensation for what, you know, they really want to do, or you know, in rebellion to some set of beliefs that a family has, or, you know, a church or things like that. Some other things that we do is, besides, I don't know if I said punishing beliefs, we have several different things. We have punishing beliefs, and we also have, you know, blocking beliefs, because sometimes there's blocking beliefs that you, you know, you don't feel like you're loved or appreciated, whether it's by others or the divine, and so you kind of beat yourself up in place of, you know, God. And I, Steve, I always love your story about, you know, the fact that, you know, you got in trouble for, not you personally, but, you know, that, you know, you used to eat the cookies. Well, you probably should tell it better.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, if, you know, if, and this is what we do to ourselves. It's like, mm-hmm. let's say that I got really severely beat for taking a cookie from the cookie jar. Well, how can I protect myself from that again? You know, then I create an internal mom inside of myself. And if I just think about cookies, I start beating myself up.
And I've had clients where they know they have to go to, like, a public, you know, meeting or something like that, and they know there's going to be food there, and sure enough, they'll come up with a stomach ache to prevent them from having to go to deal with the whole food, you know, and so it's like that whole self-punishing, you know, idea. And at the same time, they also have the beliefs of, oh, if I, you know, look at that, I'm going to put on weight, or if I, you know, just look at the food, I'm going to get a stomach ache, you know, and so there's just so many of those internal messages that we're giving ourselves and, you know, agendas that our body is running that, you know, we try to get through and let go.
But, you know, one of the things that's a real powerful question with people that really have a weight problem, I ask the same question with people that really have a drinking problem or really have, you know, a smoking problem. In other words, it's an addictive issue for them. And I'll ask them this simple question. What is it you do on a daily basis to nurture and take care of yourself? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, well, I go out and I have a cigarette, or I have a drink after work, or, you know, I have these M&Ms. I say, okay, what else do you do? Nothing. And I use the metaphor, you know, and I said, well, what about, you know, fixing yourself some good food or taking a walk? Well, it takes too much work. I said, okay, let me ask them, how well would your car work if you just kind of filled it up with a hose, because that's cheap and easy, you know, instead of gasoline? And what if you only did maintenance every 5 years on it? How well is it going to run? And so many people, not everybody, but with a real weight issue, a real addiction issue with food, they don't have any other mechanisms in place. And so if you try to take away from the unconscious the only, quote, pleasure or reward it gets, and you don't put anything into the place, you are rarely successful. So if that's meditation, if that's taking a, you know, a hot bath and reading a book, if that's taking a walk, it's pretty important that you find something that client will adapt as part of their long-term lifestyle, not just, I'll do this until I get the weight off. That's pretty critical.
Yeah, and that is part of knowing, you know, who you are and what really nurtures yourself. You know, whether it's, you know, you're a visual, or whether, you know, whether you're a kinesthetic, and just finding those things and being able to implement them into your life. And I know this is a strange thing, but for me, there's I go to a place in Mexico that has a beautiful shower, and I just, you know, I, because of being my background in being a builder, it's just a gorgeous shower. Well, it's tan, and it's usually, the way the architect designed it, is very dark. And so how I like to take a shower in the morning is I like to hit that same coziness, darkness. And that really nurtures me every morning, to just take a shower in the dark. And I know that's, you know, weird, but that I know that that's something that I need every day. And so it's just being really aware of what your body is asking for and what it needs and what really nurtures you.
Well, instead of just being on an automatic program, it's like, for me, if I want to make a change and lose weight, there's one thing that works, and I have to start with exercise every day. So So for me to say, oh, I'm going to stop eating this and lose weight, won't work. Okay, let me get up, instead of I get up at 5, let me get up at 4:30 so I have an extra 30 minutes to work out or whatever I do to nurture myself before I start my day. That gives me the energy. And that energy then allows me to say, okay, I'm going to start changing my diet. But for me, I have to create it with exercise. And it's like for you, you know, that visual beauty is pretty important. I do want to, because people tune in at different times in the show, we're going to break in just a minute. But, Jody, I do want you to re-give your phone number and that offer of your weight loss teleclinic.
Okay. So, again, it's Jody, J-O-D-Y, at quantumtechnique.com. The phone number is 877-483-3031. And for the first five callers, we're offering a coupon code so that you can get listen to the weight loss teleclinic that I have on our website, which is at quantumtechniques.com.
And, you know, just one other thing that just really hit me, the top big medical issues, and I may miss one of them, which is obesity, diabetes, cancer, depression, and I think heart disease.
Yeah.
And you know what? If a person would do Quantum Techniques and get the toxins out of their diet and take care of their fungal issues, we could pretty much eliminate 90% of those issues for people in America today. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back in just a minute.
Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, Radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stephen Daniel here with Jody Colgrove, one of our top practitioners with Quantum Techniques, and the show Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And today we've been working and talking about new advancements in how QT addresses weight loss issues. And Jody has some more information that she wants to share in this last section.
Yeah, so we're kind of going through and doing, you know, kind of non-physical issues that cause weight loss. And one of the things that we didn't touch on quite yet is, you know, that your body has different intentions. In other words, you know, it could be, you know, if you want to call them beliefs or whatever, but, you know, we sometimes take on other people's emotions and energy and unhealed issues as our own and try to solve it. That can create a lot of stress, which can add to weight gain. You know, trying to avoid your feelings so you eat. Trying to not dealing with a conscious conflict that's in front of you. I had a client that, you know, her parents were not doing well, and so, you know, she decided, okay, well, I've always gotten attention from them by putting on weight, so let me put on weight again and try to get their attention. Another thing you could do is, you know, putting on weight to get love from yourself or to punish others. You know, let's say you're not getting enough attention in the marriage, so you put on weight to try to get the attention of the other person. You know, and the fear of losing weight to get, you know, sexual attention from your partner, that, you know, that's also intention. Intention to be in a crisis. You know, so those are intention to say no. So there, you know, if you're, you know, don't, someone, let's say, wants to go hiking all the time and you don't feel like it, well, if you, you know, put on weight or, you know, have a sprained ankle, that's your body's way of saying no, I don't want to do that, when, you know, we should be setting our own boundaries for ourselves and saying how we feel. So there's just a lot of things that we can test to find out non-physically what's going on and what started the cycle of the weight gain. A couple books that I recommend that for people in that want to kind of explore, you know, kind of why the non-physical issues of what's going on is Janine Roth's books. They just really have a lot to say. Also, my favorite book that I picked up in college was Diets Still Don't Work. Great book. Still recommend it. You know, it seems simple, but, you know, eat what you want, stop when you're full, eat and enjoy every bite, and exactly what you want. So it just has some really good keys at finding out why weight and diets don't work and how to address both the physical and non-physical issues on you know, why you're eating. And I always remember one of his things is, you know, make a list of all the different foods that you like to eat and or that you eat and put them on a scale of the ones you like and the ones you don't like. And, you know, I don't like potato chips. I just don't like the way they taste. But, you know, going through high school, you know, everybody eats potato chips. And so you might feel like, well, you have to have the potato chips because everybody's eating them. And when you realize, you know, I just really don't like them, you know, then you realize, no, they don't have to pass my lips, you know. And even if it's a good health food but you don't like it, you know, if you don't like spinach, don't try to torture yourself by eating it, you know. So just being aware of who you are and honoring who you are is really helpful with that book. So just to kind of reiterate, I do have a weight loss clinic that kind of goes a little more in depth of what we discussed here. And that's for the first 5 callers. If you give me a call, I can give you a coupon code to go on the website and to get that for free. That's for the first 5 callers. Our website is quantumtechniques.com, and my email is jody@quantumtechniques.com, and again, my pager number is 877 843-3031. And I just appreciate being able to share about weight loss today and kind of the different things that we have seen, both with ongoing inflammation and the things that are physically can cause weight and the non-physical things that can cause weight.
Well, and, you know, just a couple of thoughts on that. You know, if you want to have a different result in your life, okay, you should do something different than what you're doing. And, you know, most of us, we get into where we are because we've unconsciously adapted the beliefs, the values, and the eating patterns we were raised with. And if we're raised with eating a certain way, we don't even ask, is this a good choice for me or not? I've always done it this way. And so starting to look at that, it's kind of like Jody was saying, make your eating intentional. Do I actually enjoy this food, yes or no? Okay. How do I feel after I eat this? You know, what are the patterns that I can start being consciously aware of that everyone has that don't serve you well? You know, like eating in front of TV where you've eaten a whole huge helping because you weren't really paying attention to it. You know, and also knowing, you know, what are the forbidden foods for you? Like, for me, I don't eat dairy. If I was going to be an addict and could get away with it, it would be ice cream. Because I could sit down with ice cream and the whole carton would disappear. So I haven't had ice cream for 10 years, not even a bite. Because I don't feel it well if I eat dairy. But I'm just saying, what are the things that you know for you don't work? And either never have them or rarely have them, you know. But, you know, beginning to realize that you are empowered and we can give you the tools, you know, when a person's stuck in a pattern that's not working for them, you're dealing with one of three scenarios. I'm unwilling to change, I'm unable to change, or I'm unwilling and unable. And, you know, back when I was a psychologist, if you were willing, I might or might not have been able to give you the tools to make the changes. With quantum techniques, if a person's willing to do the work, you know, whether that's the exercise and take the supplements and change the diet, get off the fungal infection, let's get that to heal up, let's start putting in some lifestyle, not quote diets, when diets don't work, lifestyle changes of self-nurturing and little things, like I say, you know, driving your car to the far part of the parking lot, walking each day, simple things. The people that are willing to make those changes, it's rare that we can't make a big change for them over time. Would you say that's pretty true, Jody?
I would, you know, and I'm, you know, just thought of lots of different things when you were talking and just how, you know, one trigger for me is I'm aware that if I eat onions, it triggers wanting to have a sugar response. And so onions are very good for me, and they help get rid of fungal infections. But if I limit them to just a small amount in my food, then I don't have that trigger. So it's just being aware of, you know, kind of the opposite of that. But, yeah, that's kind of unique.
but absolutely, it's being aware versus, you know, in addiction, you're kind of in an altered state. So actually being aware of your eating and your satisfaction and your patterns versus, you know, kind of zoning out while you're eating and continuing in a pattern that's not serving you well.
Yeah, that Diets Don't Work book, that's one of the biggest things they say is between every bite, put your fork down. And that makes you more conscious about what you're doing.
Well, listen, I do want to thank Jody today for sharing great information with us and to thank our listeners for tuning in to Teaching You to Hear Yourself with Quantum Techniques. We've had a great time, and we will be here next week at the same time. Blessings.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Oh,
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit QuantumTechniques.com for more information.